little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So the next area of the curriculum is women's health. We're going to talk a little bit about endometriosis. So Sandra, I'm going to ask you some key questions, but it might actually be quite helpful for you to remember some of these key symptoms, to look out for these if things were changing. What are your periods like?
Oh, they're quite heavy and sore, really, Doctor.
Okay. And what's sex like?
Well, it's pretty uncomfortable, to be honest. I don't really have sex very much because it's quite sore inside.
Okay. We'll let you read the provided information there that could be shared with your patient depending on the problem that they're presenting with. And let's safety net for what's thought to be a diagnosis of endometriosis.
Yeah, so it's quite difficult to make a diagnosis of endometriosis, but you've said that you've got these heavy, painful periods, and sometimes women do like to be investigated for that. Likewise, you've said that it's sore to have sex, and there's no sign of infection in the cervix, so again, you might choose to have investigations for endometriosis. I think the main thing is that we make the diagnosis and try and get you on some treatment, because we can actually treat these symptoms quite well with some treatments. It does depend a bit on whether you're still trying to have family or if your family's complete. Some women need a bit of help to get pregnant with specialist treatment, but if you've had children already and your family's complete, we usually sort of look to use actual methods of contraception as a treatment. Are you on any contraception at the minute? Or?
No, I'm quite keen on getting pregnant, actually.
Okay, so you're actually keen to get pregnant. Okay. I suppose that rules out quite a few of the treatments that can help. And in that case, you know, sometimes we just get people to use an anti-inflammatory like naproxen to help with the pain, and it can help with the heavy bleeding. But if it's going to be an issue that you're struggling to have sex because it's sore and you want to get pregnant, then we would usually probably refer you to sort of get a bit of input from gynaecology.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful at this stage.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So what will the specialist do, do you think?
So we'd probably order an ultrasound first, because sometimes if we do the ultrasound via the vagina, they can see some evidence of endometriosis, but often as not, the ultrasound might be normal. So then the specialist would discuss whether or not you actually need a diagnostic surgery to have a look for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would just be keyhole surgery, so a laparoscopy. It's fairly quick, but it does involve being put to sleep, and there would have to be a chat around the risks and benefits of that with the gynecologist.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk reduction.